Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Friday, Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P, Friday Feels in 20 minutes, our college football plays for the weekend, the entire NFL card. Kelly in Vegas will hang out. We'll have a two-minute drill, and you already know the room is looming. It's what the people are here for. They just want to know when the room is. I think we need a ticker on the screen now, like to show exactly what time we have the room. Like people have meetings, they're busy at work, they might check out the show on YouTube, and then they'll see, oh, wait. The room is in 10 minutes. Hey, Bill, I got to push back that meeting a little bit. I got to see where the room is at. How you doing, Sam?
I got three texts yesterday when we got off the show. We get off at about 11:55 Eastern, give or take. 11:54:20, if you want to be exact. Mm-hmm. Within 30 minutes of being off the show, three texts. Hey, I missed the show today. What's the room got? I don't remember all five plays, but I know Torrey Horton's dead tonight. That's all I know. And how about it? They throw a 50-yard pass to Torrey Horton. They're at midfield. Darnold takes the snap, throws a beautiful ball. It hits Horton in the hands at the 1-yard line, incomplete, and they never throw him the ball again. And I said,
"That's awesome.
This is what the room does. It just takes people out."
He's Trump the bartender. The room is Trump the bartender. That's what's happened. This is phenomenal stuff. And, oh, you thought the NFL was good last night. College football, can't wait for that. How's the room? Just had to pay the juice last weekend in college football. So that was a positive, 2-2-1. Going into last week, 2-18. Can't wait to see what happens. We're hearing from people now. They're like, "Guys, I just started listening to the show. I love the room. We need more room. Give me more room." The room, it wasn't just Horton last night. The room goes 1-4. I swear, most of these recaps after Monday Night Football, Thursday, whatever the list, at college too, it feels like almost every time it's 1-4. Like, I know people are parlaying them, but I'm not saying that you should. But maybe the single bets, if you go higher there, I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just saying maybe that's a better idea than parlaying, because it's like, it seems like one usually gets home and then the other four are big fat losers. All right, Horton was a loser. I bet that later because throughout the day, the number was climbing and there were more and more people that were jumping in. I heard Brad Evans was in. I heard Costos was in. And people were tweeting me like, "Joe, like the rest of the network, the rest of the day is in on Horton." It made me feel better about the room. Like, you guys have flipped how I think about things. They're not looking for the confirmation bias. They're looking for quite the, like, yes. Oh, he's on it? He's on it? All right, perfect. More. Come on in. Bring that number up. And we're going to bet the other side at game time. I saw a close of 25.5. We were laughing at the 22.5 number. It goes up 3 yards. Horton's a loser. McBride over 60.5. That was a loser. He ends up at 52. All right, we'll jump to Kyler because the rush attempts over 5.5 was at 5. He had that one big one late in the game. But how about our favorite? Tell the people what our favorite one was.
Was that the Smith and Jigba?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because he's gone over this number in 7 of the last 8 games or whatever the logic was. You know, people just look at box scores. They see a prop. Oh, that seems low. Oh, he's gone over it in 7 out of 8 games. Oh, I like the over at minus 130.
Yes.
Perfect. That's all that goes into it.
JSN didn't have a catch in the first half. 79 and a half was the number. He got a flurry of catches late in the game, including a big one for a first down. Ends up with 79 yards.
Ooh, so close.
Oh, the hook. The hook got me on JSN, and the hook got me on Kyler Murray rushes, too. That one counts, too, right? That's where I got hooked. Oh, and Horton, he should have come down with it. Oh, the room strikes again. Absolutely beautiful. Seattle winners last night, 23-20 over Arizona. They dominate the box score. I don't know that you could say they dominated the game. They did have a two-score lead late, and then you get your flurry of points there from the Arizona Cardinals. I thought there were some plays that were in question, like earlier on in that fumble. I don't know that that was the case. It felt like a lot of things were happening to keep Arizona in the game. But Seattle wins by three. They cover the point spread. The yards per play, they won by two full yards per play. The yards per attempt, they were up 4.5. Like, they did dominate the box score, even though it came down to a last-second, very long field goal. But the Seahawks win. They cover -1.5, and it goes just under 44. 43 points scored in this game, Sam. Oh, you're muted.
I did mute myself. That's on me. Self-inflicted. This was a prototypical Roger Goodell NFL game. It's not close, and then somehow it is at the end. Seattle's in total control of this game. And then if you miss 10 minutes of real time, if you went to go pick up food or if you fell asleep for 10 minutes, a little siesta, and you woke back up, oh, it's tied. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't know how it happened, but it did. That's what Goodell ball has turned into on these Thursday nights and Monday nights. Games should not be close, and then they are. Game should not be close, and then they're tied, and Seattle needs a long field goal at the horn to win it. It's very, very difficult to count teams out, and I had a couple buddies send me some live slips on the Cardinals. Took like 9.5 live. Could have won the game. That kick doesn't go in. So this is what the league wants. They want close games. They want eyeballs on the product. Make it interesting late. Now, I'm not saying that anything fishy happened, but this speaks to a lot of the parity. We talk about all the time. Who's the best team in the league? Well, it's probably Buffalo. Who else is good? Green Bay, Baltimore, Philly. After the top six teams, though, whatever. It's what it is. But the game comes down to the wire, and people keep the television on. That's what this league is now. Anybody could beat anybody for the most part.
We did see some movement in the division odds, which I found to be very interesting. We were talking about the idea of Seattle 7-1, all the injuries mounting for San Francisco. If you're not buying the Rams, this seems to be the pick. And then you got Seattle, Arizona facing off. Seattle walks away with a road victory. There was a lot of movement in those division odds. Seattle goes from 7 down to 4. We're still waiting on San Francisco, LA Rams to play. The market is saying that those teams are likely to win. We think they're going to win, but shortish point spreads, 7-1 to 4-1. And Sam, they doubled Arizona's number in the division. They're 2-1 entering the game last night. They lose by a field goal, and it goes from 8-1 to 16-1 over at BetMGM.
I'm not interested in the 16-1. I didn't think it would go that high. Really didn't. Yeah. But they clearly don't like Kyler Murray, Arizona. They're going to let you bet it. That's what they do. When they throw something out to 16-1 after a month, they want you to bet it. Oh, look at the payout. I could bet a little to win a lot. They want you to bet Arizona because they know Arizona is not winning the division. That's all it is. I think there were a lot of people, too, coming into the season that were talking about Gannon for coach of the year. See what that number went to? 22-1. So they're just floating it all out. Everything Arizona, just push it out. Let them come in and bet it. It ain't going to win. And then what's the date on Call of Duty? You put it in the family calendar, right? That's October or early November?
The release, yeah. Yeah, I'll have to check on that.
I put you on the spot. My bad.
It's a re-release. No, it's a re-release. But yeah, I did look up the date on that. For the 25 for this year, November 14th.
And they're already dead. It's not even October. And they're already 16-1 to win the division. Wait till Call of Duty comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems that way, even though they are 2-2 on the season. Here's one from Red Zone Blues tweets at us. Bet underscore sweats sends a screenshot of his parlay from last night. Did an alt spread of Seattle -2.5, under 49.5, Horton under 2.5 receptions, and JSN 60 plus receiving yards. Hey, moving those numbers helped. Certainly helped. Got better number by moving Seattle to -2.5. They win by 3. And if he sticks with JSN at the number that they had at 79.5, now it's a loser. But because he went to 60 plus, ends up being a winner. So nice hit there. Very good. Very entertaining night last night. Speaking of Gannon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Arizona touchdown, 20-12. Why are we kicking the extra point? Don't we know now? Don't we know? Like, if I'm in Arizona this morning, if I'm a Cardinals fan, I'm screaming about this. I've got the monitor up during a very important board meeting that I'm at, and the guys around me are all huddled. At the other end of the table, they have no idea. Everybody's just watching this game. They score the touchdown. I'm like, you got to go for two. You're down 8. It's easy. You got to go for 2. They kick the extra point. Go down by 1. You go for 2. You have the opportunity to take the lead with the following touchdown. Don't understand that. Did that bother you?
Not as much, but I certainly thought about it. Here, I thought he was going to go for the win when they scored that last touchdown. I thought he's going to go for it.
Because he's home. It's like then. Probably one of those things like, oh, we're home, so let's keep playing. Like, yeah, I don't know. I'd go for the win. Yeah.
As somebody holding Seattle -1, I was like, oh, no, he's going to go for the win.
Yeah, and I was concerned.
I was like sitting there like, oh, no. Because you see it. You see it all playing out. You understand that Arizona's probably going to score. And then you always, as a gambler, you think, how could I get screwed here? How could I possibly get the worst of it? Oh, they're going to score and then go for 2 and get it. Luckily, kick the extra point, and then Seattle wins the game. Long field goal, 52-yarder to win the game. But that's what you want, right? You have interest all the way through. The game ends literally at the very, very end. I'm sure the league office was very pleased.
Yep. A lot going on baseball as well. One other quick nugget on this. Tennessee's next for the Arizona Cardinals. That touchdown was pretty good, man. Marvin Harrison Jr. looked a lot better. Looked like the guy that we were expecting. It wasn't a blow-up game where he had 100 yards, but has 10 targets, gets into the end zone with a terrific catch over the defender. The, quote, back?
I don't know. It feels like, and I saw Jeff Schwartz tweet about this last night. Jeff's always very animated on Twitter during games. And he posed the question, do Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. practice together? Question mark. This is a guy who played in the NFL for a long time. And for him to have that thought is very interesting because they never look like they're on the same page. And Harrison was doing nothing for the first three quarters. He was on three catches, 27 yards, and then has a pretty nice fourth quarter. I just don't understand how he's not a bigger part of the game plan. It can't all just be on the receiver. It can't all just be on the quarterback. Now, they have to take a lot of responsibility there. Why is this not more on the offensive coordinator, though? Who is, remember, yeah, rumored to be a hot candidate. Oh, the Bears. Maybe the Bears will go get Drew Petzing. Well, he doesn't get the ball to his best player. Maybe that's not a good idea.
All right, Major League Baseball. On the American League side, Yankees win. Blue Jays win. Astros win. Tigers finally win a baseball game. Okay, so the American League East is tied going into the last weekend of the regular season. Blue Jays and Yankees. And the AL Central is tied. Guardians and Tigers. So there's a lot going on there. Detroit has that final wild card spot. Houston, they win. They break their losing streak, but they're sitting one game back going into the final three. A lot happening on the National League side as well. Cincinnati wins. Arizona loses to the Dodgers. Mets win. So the Mets have that last wild card spot. Arizona in a really challenging position. Now they're two games back with three left. Cincinnati, though, has an opportunity one game back.
I think, unfortunately for the show,
they're dead.
The Diamondbacks dream is dead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Arizona 300-1 World Series is going to hit. We may have to pour one out during the break.
Well, you wake up and you take a look, and it's the Diamondbacks 1,000-1 this morning.
Is that good?
So I think you're right. Yeah. Not, I think. I think it could be a statement. It would have to be a ridiculous weekend. They do have the tiebreaker over the Mets, but you also
rebet?
Have the Reds. You have the rebet? Reds in between. All right, I'm in. I mean, the hell. No, I'm not. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats on a Football Friday. And you know what we do on Friday? Friday Feels. Talk about that on the other side. How are we feeling going into the weekend on the BetMGM Network?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.